How are we doing with that one? I'm just not asking, but how do we, have they got the FBI leaving them in their control at the moment for?
Right.
Maintenance, just getting report out in a hurry, and not even like, I said, that's what our people do, just get a report out and send numbers. You don't wanna keep it alive, right? That's the point. I know John, he understands that, as we were, could you discuss that this morning?
We did.
Maybe it's not important or something. I don't think it is very important, actually, except that it, I don't want to have the appearance of hanky-panky. I mean, that is bad, you know, if you just keep chipping away with that. We, the FBI, are communicating us. But that's something out of the early days responsibility.
Right.
So he makes the war the issue that gives company an opportunity to directly to slam the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if our, if the polls mean anything, basically indicate that people are for the bombing, they're for the mining. They may be worried about the DOW, but good God, you know, now I really think the press is gonna have a hell of a time not using that zero calculation today.
Yeah.
It was a lead on the radio this morning. They will say, they may well, first time in the history of the war, yeah, they may well say,
after they have a day to work on it, but the radio, the CBS News lead this morning was absolutely straight and put it in historical perspective
for the first time.
And it also said there were only, I think it was 6 wounded or something like that, which they said was also, you know, the total was also the lowest, as well as there were nobody killed for the first time. But also the total killed and wounded was the lowest it's been since the thing started or something. They had a historical line on that, totally positive, with no discipline, no effort at all to cut it. Now that may not hold as the day goes on and they find something to cut it with. But also, Dewey could never have done China. He couldn't have moved through those meetings with Joe and Long the way he did either.
Well,
the style? No. The Mitch people remember, though. The toasts.
Yeah.
The way you moved around that table. The way you fit into the atmosphere there.
Oh, the guy on his coat and so forth. Those were the things. The manners, basically. That's what mattered. Yeah. The manners are what people remember. Interesting when they talk about the China thing, George Christensen. How about playing that America, the beautiful thing? I trust that, said that.
Did it?
But isn't it interesting that's what a real pro would remember? He didn't remember the Shanghai communique.
Right. And he's a press secretary.
American Beauty was played.
But he's a White House press secretary. He's a guy who spent his time looking for
the president.
Sure.
How about America the Beautiful?
And that's the grabber. And putting on Joe's coat and the way he went around the table. I mean, that was a, people have never seen that happen before. But, you know, that was, I have, those movies that I have in China, boy, that's people, you can't imagine.
In fact, physical.
How people are fascinated with those films. They really are. They just, we've had California friends that come over and bring their kids, and the kids that sit there are absolutely fascinated. And they're practically, you know, overwhelmed that they get to see it, hear the story of all this stuff. And it's very big stuff to just focus. So we've got to play that back.
That was good to play. The Russians.
We need to recreate those images in people's minds, not the substance, not the fact that you signed any agreements or issued a goddamn communique or the Shanghai agreements or anything. Don't matter a bit.
I just don't know how people are going to get that goddamn interest in the war at this point.
declining is an issue. And Christ, you know, the day, poor guy, the day he picks to launch his war setup last night, the next day he announced that nobody was killed. I mean, that we couldn't have done anything about, but that's what happened to him.
With the press, of course, whenever he gets the war, you can see his president become better.
Yes.
And that's the reason the president,
that's their issue.
That's right.
So he'll get his president picked up a lot.
That's right.
And they will. What are you going to say about it? The problem with the war is there's nothing more to say. What he did last night, it was very emotional. He carries, he has two bombs with him. He has two kind of fragment bombs. One that hits the ground and fragments, and one that blows up in the air and fragments. And he said, the only purpose of these bombs is to tear the flesh of human beings. And he said, so we've changed it now. Instead of white flesh, we're tearing yellow flesh. But the blood that flows out is still red. I mean, you know, he's going into the pulling all the creature
out of the side. We should do about this.
Well, that's the point. That's the point.
That's right.
So the war is terrible. So that's why you're doing something about it.
Yeah.
And he's totally overlooking, which I think has come through, and which a lot of people talk about, is that, you know, it isn't just our bombs that are killing yellow people. The yellow people that our bombs are killing are yellow people who will, if we don't kill them, go down and kill a lot of other yellow people.
Yeah, why doesn't he talk about the 100,000 for run piece? How about that? You know,
terrible interpreter while he was in China. He said, partly because he was insignificant, partly because they thought he spoke some Chinese himself and didn't need an interpreter. He found that his Chinese was no good because it's changed.
Somebody has told me that he is the best man
gets in.
Oh, that was it, right. Well, I know James, that it ended up, it was not the drugs he was being hijacking, but people got his. He's a fine looking man, tall, strong.
Davis is the hijacking guy.
Davis is hijacking. And he's also outstanding.
Right, but this guy is more effective.
This guy is, well, this guy's a great speaker. He also sings. Does all sorts of things. He's just enormously effective. And I think we ought to see if we could get James out more. If we can be sure that we get him out. If the war becomes an issue, I think having James on talking, not the black audiences. I don't want to talk to the black guys. I only talk to white audiences. You see how they look here?
Thank you.
pretty bad stuff for the folks, I think.
Well, particularly since we are more clever in the use of television. What we're going to have on television is
positive, high level.
Well, no, well, what I say will be, their television, I've covered that there.
Yeah.
But I mean, what we have in the daytime.
Oh, yeah, radio, it is.
I live in our commercial box, the way we're radio in high school, our parish is Texas, going to be before kids, actually, Oxford, and so forth.
They'll probably try to stir up. We don't have too much, we don't have any real evidence of any Chicano problems down there, but I can't imagine that they won't do something. They can hire people from.
Oh, yeah, it makes a quiet, I mean, the heat, because Coasters, when they ask him, they have asked him to come and shoot to a college, and he said, well, no. He said, you're doing well enough already. He says, if you want to remember, you can have a, because I think you get a good reception, a respectful reception.
Not be a major address.
It's just a courtesy call.
Yeah. Return the call. paid on you.
Yeah.
And should be, I think should be played that way. You come in, try, the student body person's going to introduce you. It's a student assembly that they're having. And personal assembly, but we'll introduce you. And you just say how much you were impressed by the group that came up here, and that you were delighted you get a chance to have the invitation come back and see them. I think throwing a little Mexican touch, they're all Mexican, but the great heritage that they've given to America, your friendship with them as a Southern Californian or something like that, just a little tie to that.
Very sort of friendly. And also the personal friendly,
the opportunity of this country for all people. And then you show, you know, how to take advantage of that opportunity. I mean, your last year, senior class, you did.
Yeah, that's good.
And how impressed you were. Right. How many times have you told the story?
I've told the story. It's inspired people all over the country. Your example has inspired me.
The guy who meets you there is Judge Ramirez or somebody like that. It's the big wheel. Apparently found his daughter was in the class that came up here. So there's something like that.
I don't care what kind of reception you get, it's a damn nice thing to do. So it's a very human thing to do. You don't need to go and respond to a group and do,
you know, a little busy town and a ranking school
and try it. And rather than going in with a big bang and all that sort of thing.
There'll be a bang.
Well, they have a bang, don't you think?
Yes, sir. They do have a bang. They're going to play the Hill of the G. I think it'll be a very good night.
Could be.
Well, right, it'll be pretty good. I think it's good between the two. I don't think just the high school alone. It looks like you were just trying to balance off the economy thing or something.
Right, it'll give you a real solid story.
And it gives you, well, right, it gives you the chance to take Benson and Democratic Congressman, anyway. That's kind of false, too. Jesus. You know, governor goes into Texas and he can't get anybody to come out and see him. You go into Texas and you bring in two Democratic congressmen and a Democratic senator with you. That's significant, too. And none of them are Democrats for him. Not identified as so, but they're there on the platform. They go to the border station with you, they're there at the school with you, then you go off to your Democratic